Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. Hey, today we are going to discuss long distance relationships. And specifically, I'm specifically speaking to those individuals who are currently in a long distance relationship or dating someone that is in a different area than you. Something, whatever you would consider long distance. This is again for the people in a relationship and those who are dating long distance. I want to give you some pointers and some tips in order to get the best and the most out of this experience. So if you're with it, stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Depending upon who you ask, being in a long distance courtship or relationship can be extremely stressful, or it can be extremely rewarding. It basically depends on the two individuals involved. Building a successful long distance relationship or courtship obviously requires effort, commitment, and effective communication. As promised in this episode, I am here to share some tips to make the most out of this long distance thing. How to make it thrive, right? Because I want you to be successful just as much as you want things to be successful. Sometimes you may be the only person in your friend group, in your circle, who's ever dated someone long distance. Or you may have a friend or two who dated long distance or been in a long distance relationship. And depending upon their scenario, it worked out or maybe it didn't. Again, I want to share with you some tips to help make this experience successful. Now, I want to start off by establishing, we all know what a long distance relationship is. I don't have to go through those details, but I like to identify two different type of categories, but still the advice rings true for however you ended up in a long distance courtship or relationship. One category are the people who started off locally, like in the same area, and then due to certain circumstances, one of you guys got whisked away and the relationship ended up being a long distance one. And a lot of those situations happen because of maybe a military deployment, educational career pursuit. Maybe there is a job in another state, another town, another country, right? And then you have those people who really and truly initially met and the relationships and courtship started off long distance. Regardless of how you ended up here on this side of the track, it is understood that there are some challenges as well as advantages. I want to highlight on the positive stuff for this episode. One of the most important things to do in the beginning, which is true of any relationship, and I want you to know this rings true regardless if it's long distance or not, but especially for long distance courtships and relationships, you have to establish trust. It is so important. It is the foundation of any healthy relationship, and it becomes even more crucial in a long-distance setup. Being open, honest, and transparent with each other goes a long way. Both should avoid secrecy or actions that may tend to lead to mistrust. Trust each other's commitment and attention and intentions, and communicate any concerns or insecurities openly. The foundation of every relationship, we all know, was trust, but it's extremely heightened when there is a distance element involved. Number two, communication is key. Maintaining regular and meaningful communication with your partner or the person that you're dating is essential. And when I say regular, I mean regular, consistent, and it has to be meaningful. Now, that doesn't mean every time you talk to them, it has to be something of major substance. But again, you're missing the in-person element. So make sure that the times in which you guys can connect, that it is meaningful to not just you, but to the other person. Okay. Utilize various forms of communication, such as, of course, phone calls, FaceTime, right? Emails, instant messages, whatever, to stay connected. Then the wonderful thing I can tell you about technology is that now, even though the person could be hundreds or thousands of miles away, we have the ability to FaceTime, to Zoom, to WhatsApp. We have the ability to still see their faces, which is something that people 20 years ago, just 20 short years ago, really did not have the luxury of doing. So it kind of, you know, alleviate the yearning for the person as much, because at least you get to see them. Back in the day, you had to look at a photo, right? Or rely on your memory. So, you know, they get their new hairdo, you can see it, right? So that's the wonderful thing. It's very important to stay in contact and use all forms if as they are available to you. Also, under communication, you want to set aside dedicated time for quality conversations to discuss your day, share your feelings, and to keep each other updated about your lives. Okay. Number three, prioritize quality time. Even though you are physically apart, make an effort to create shared experiences and quality time together. And you can do so by planning virtual dates, watching movies or television shows simultaneously. You can play online games together, engage in activities that you both enjoy. I'll tell you, finding a show that both of you guys like to watch and binge watching it is completely a great way to spend quality time with each other. Find a good Netflix show, or even for those people who may have, you know, a major time zone difference where, you know, this person may be 7 hours away, right? Just having a connection, a common bond of things outside of you that both of you can enjoy and talk about can really and truly improve your connection through quality time. Even if you're good, you may not be a gamer. I'm not big on games, but if you have a word game and maybe both of you guys can play throughout the day, Words with Friends is the first thing that comes off the top of my mind, but something that both of you guys can play even though you guys are 1,000 miles or hundreds of miles apart. Number four, very important here, have clear expectations, okay? Discuss and establish clear expectations for the relationship, which means defining your goals, commitments, and boundaries. It's so key to understand the other person's needs and desires and limitations, as well as knowing what you want from the relationship as well. When there are clear expectations, okay, from the start, you can know how you can support each other to help manage those expectations and to minimize misunderstandings. And those expectations can revolve around where the relationship is going, what the both of you guys want, right? Ideas, just have clear expectations, know your expectations, and communicate those. As much as you communicate those, you want to know what their expectations are as well. Number five, fostering independence and personal growth. So while being in a long distance relationship, it's important to nurture your individual growth and personal interests. Encourage each other to get out, live life, pursue hobbies, career goals, and social activities. This will not only help you grow as an individual, but also contributes to a more balanced and fulfilling relationship. Number six, you want to plan visits and meetups. Regular visits are crucial to maintaining a long-distance relationship. Plan and coordinate visits in advance, considering factors like work schedules, travel arrangements, things like that. And it goes without saying, having something like this to look forward to, like spending physical time together, helps strengthen the emotional connection and builds lasting memories. Number seven, stay positive and supportive. Distance can be challenging, but maintaining a positive attitude and providing support to each other is essential, right? Be each other's cheerleaders. Offering encouragement and celebrating each other's achievements is key. So like during the tough times, you can provide emotional support, lend a listening ear, and empathize with the way that they're feeling. And a part of being positive and supportive, make sure that you have those type of people in your circle. The last thing you need is someone stressing you out about your relationship. Sometimes people do so unknowingly. They can be negative and just say some things that really and truly may bother you. Like, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you trust somebody when you can't see them. I couldn't do it. Those type of things are discouraging and is not positive. And even though the person may just be honest and may not be coming from a negative angle, that type of energy really and truly can affect the way that you feel about your current situation. So stay positive. The next one is to have a plan for the future. Discuss and have a shared vision of the future of your relationship. You want to talk about how and when you plan to close the distance, right? Have a plan in place, or having a plan in place, I would say, truly can help provide some sense of direction and hope. It gives both partners something to work towards together. Remember, in closing, that every long distance relationship is unique. It's important to find what works for you and your partner and adapt, right? Now, these tips that I gave, you know, may work. Every last one of these may work for your situation, and some may work better than others, right? So you can adapt the tips that I gave you for your specific situation and be aware that it's very important to maintain open communication to ensure a successful and fulfilling long-distance relationship. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.